Almighty God, you are holy, so strong and mighty. You died and rose again with all power in your hands. I will forever sing your praise. I will forever sing your praise. Beautiful Lord, seated high and above, capture my heart and adore me with your love. Captivated by you, oh Lord, you are my one and sole desire. I will forever sing your praise. I will forever sing. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, most holy one. You are my friend and King, my Savior, Lord, most holy one. You died and rose again with all power in your hand. I will forever sing your praise. I will forever sing your praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I guess many of you sometimes wonder, why does Pastor Anthony love that scripture, that we shall rejoice? You need to know today that rejoicing is a choice. To rejoice is a choice. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. I hope we're hearing God today. Hallelujah. Paul wrote, rejoice always. Again, I say rejoice. So I know so many are going through so much, but it's our duty, it's our job, a command from God to rejoice in all things. Amen. So we thank God. We thank God for you today. We thank God that you tuned in today. We believe that there's a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. From our Pastor Rebecca Simmons on today, who's going to pour into our lives. I don't know about you, but I need a word today. I need a word, amen, that will minister to my spirit. And I know many of you tuned in today. Those who will even tune in to the archive, amen, will be edified, be encouraged, be exhorted by the word of God. There's something about the spirit behind the word of God, the preach word. So I thank God of the feet of the preacher today who is going to bring forth the word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to open with prayer. And the next after the next song that you hear, praise the worship song that you hear, you're going to hear from our very own Pastor Rebecca Simmons as she brings forth the word of God to us today. So text somebody, tweet somebody, email somebody, tell them to tune in. Give them the number to this midday service. Amen. It is an hour of a movement of God from 12 to 1. We are on different coasts throughout these United States of America. So if you're on your lunch break at home, we thank God for you. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. This is the day, hallelujah, you have made. Lord, minister to us as your woman. Bring forth the word of God today. Lord, our hearts and our spirits and our ears are ready to receive what thus said the Lord to us in this hour. Rebuke the hand of the devil. Thank God, Father God, for clarity with the technology, the audio, sight, and sound, working according to your will today in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We come against any distracting spirit. We come against, Father God, anything trying to take us away from this preaching moment and this midday service. So, Lord, move every hindrance. Thank you for liberty, freeing us up to hear the word of Lord. Now use, Father God, your woman servant in the name of Jesus through the vessel of Pastor Rebecca Simmons as she ministers the word of God to us today. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
For so long I was silent. For so long I did not have a song to pray. Pressure filled my day, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Lay here and give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for this moment with thee.
I choose to worship.
Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship.
I'm
already made up my mind. midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm gonna
I can't lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing
me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life.
I'm
going
to worship.
I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
Heal me. I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he is.
I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna
with thee.
Hallelujah.
I choose to worship.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to worship you, oh God. We choose to worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We worship you, oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh God. We choose to worship. We come to worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy. You are worthy, oh God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Lord. Oh God. Oh God, we worship you. We worship you, oh God. We forget about ourselves, oh God, even during this hour, and we worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. You alone are worthy, God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Lord, we have set our hearts to worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you. We bow down before you. We praise you. Hallelujah. You are worthy, oh God. Oh God, you are worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. You are worthy, oh God. You're worthy. You're worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. There's none like you. Hallelujah, my God. God is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. I love him. I love him. I love Jesus. I love him. Yes, I do, with everything in me. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. And he is good all the time. Amen. All of the time, God is good. And God is good all of the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we want to get into the word of the Lord today. There is a word from the Lord. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 43, starting with verse 1. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 43, verse 1, hallelujah, and we'll be reading down to verse 9, hallelujah, and then I will move myself out of the way so that God can have his way and speak to your heart on today, because there's some very specific things that God wants to say to his people on today. Ezekiel 43, starting with verse 1, and it reads, afterward, he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looketh toward the east. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. And his voice was like a noise of many waters. And the earth shined with his glory. And it was according to the appearance of the vision which I saw, even according to the vision that I saw when I came to destroy the city. And the visions were like the vision that I saw by the river Shebar. And I fell upon my face, and the glory of the Lord came into the house by the way of the gate, whose prospect is toward the east. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. And I heard him speaking unto me out of the house. And the man stood by me, and he said unto me, son of man, the place of my throne, and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile, neither they nor their kings by their whoredom, nor by the carcasses of their kings in their high places, in their setting of their threshold by my thresholds, and their posts by my posts, and the wall between me and them. They have even defiled my holy name by their abominations that they have committed. Wherefore, I have consumed them in mine anger. Now let them put away their whoredom and their carcasses of their kings far from me, and I will dwell in the midst of them forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name on today. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, O God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your promises unto your people, O God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your presence, even on this worship service on today, God. We ask, Father God, that you will have your way. Use me, your wireless servant, to speak to the hearts of your people, oh God. Let me speak the words that you will have them to receive on today, oh God. Lord, I move flesh out of the way, Father God. Yeah. Hey, even those who are hearing, we move flesh out of the way, and we incline our ears to hear what thus says the Lord. So speak, Lord. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our hearts on today, oh God. And at the end of this time, we will be ever so certain to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to speak today on the topic of bring back the glory. Bring back
the glory. Hallelujah. We have to be mindful of the fact that we are in a time and a season in the church where so many things are going on that one will wonder, one will begin to wonder, where is God in the middle of all of this? And as I was studying, as I've been reading and meditating on the scriptures, the Lord has led me to the book of Ezekiel, and he led me to this particular scripture here in Ezekiel 43, where Ezekiel the prophet has had a vision. He is having a vision, and in this vision, he is seeing the glory of the Lord return to the house of God. Hallelujah. He is seeing the glory of the Lord returning to the house of God. And he even said in the text that the glory came from the east. And it's the same way that the glory departed in Ezekiel chapter 11, that the glory departed from the house of the Lord and it departed towards the east. And God is saying here that he's about to reverse some things, my God, in his house. He's about to reverse some things in the lives of his people. And there are some criteria connected with the manifestation of that reversal. God wants to do something sure and certain in the household of faith. God wants to do something sure and certain in the lives of his people, in the lives of his children. God is very specific about the fact that he intends for his glory to return to the household of faith. And here in Ezekiel 11, when the glory departed, it was so that God could bring forth judgment on the household of faith. He could bring forth his judgment on the church, on the kingdom of Israel. And God was bringing forth his judgment because they had left him. They had departed from following him, and they were following after idols, and they were following after man, and they were following after their own selfish desires, their own sins. And God had gotten to the point where he was fed up with the children of Israel. God was set up, and he was to the point where he was going to bring forth his judgment. He was going to allow Israel to go through some things. And you know, what we have to be mindful of is that even though our God is a God of grace, he is also a God of judgment. God is a God of judgment. And we also have to remember that God is not a man that he would lie, nor is he the son of man that he would repent and change his mind about what he has spoken. He is not a man that he would repent and change his mind about what he has spoken. So God is saying, cry loud and spare not. And it's time to tell my children that it's time to bring back the glory. It's time to bring back God's glory to the church. It's time to bring back God's glory to our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. And in order to bring back the glory, we must restore these three things that God has spoken about. Even in chapter 43 of Ezekiel, he talked about restoring these three things. God was concerned about his name. His name. God says, I will, you guys have defiled my name. He said, my name has been defiled. And even before that, in Ezekiel chapter 36, God began to speak to Israel. And he began to say, starting with verse 20, he said, and wherever they went among the nations, they profaned my holy name. For it was said of them, these are the Lord's people. And yet they had to leave his land. I had concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel profaned among the nations where they had gone. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says. It is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you have gone. I will show the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, the name you have profaned among them. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, the declares the sovereign Lord, when I show myself holy to you before their eyes. For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. You will live in the land I gave your forefathers. You will be my people, and I will be your God. I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and make it plentiful and will not bring famine upon you. I will increase the fruit of the trees and the crops of the field so that you will no longer suffer disgrace among the nations because of famine. Then you will remember your evil ways and wicked deeds, and you will loathe yourselves for your sins and detestable practices. I want you to know that I am not doing this for your sake, declares the sovereign Lord. Be ashamed and disgraced for your conduct, O house of Israel. God is speaking here in Ezekiel chapter 36, and he's speaking to the children of Israel. He's saying that my name has been profaned among the nations, and that people are looking at you, and they're saying you are the Lord's people. They are the Lord's people. They're supposed to be God's people, yet he has removed them from their land. Yet they have been exiled, my God, hallelujah, from his presence. Yet they are living in sin, and they're going after the lust of the flesh, and they're worshiping idols, and they are profaning the name of the Most Holy God. And we have to know, children of God, that God wants us to live in such a way that his name, my God, is glorified among the nations, among those who do not know him. We have to live our lives in such a way that we bring glory to God's name. God's name has to be restored. The Bible says that there is a name above every other name that we have been given, and that name is Jesus. That name is Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus, and the world does not want us to declare the name of Jesus. The world wants us to be ashamed of the name of Jesus, and that spirit has crept into the church, where even in the church we will say God and we will say Lord, but very rarely do you hear the name of Jesus lifted up. And Jesus himself said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men towards me. There is power in the name. That is a name above every other name. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. And we have to get back to calling on the name of Jesus. We have to get back to worshiping God in the name of Jesus. We have to get back to praying in the name of Jesus. We have to get back to glorifying the name. We have to get back to glorifying the name of the Lord, the name of our God. Hallelujah. So when people hear that we are Christians, they get a reverence and an awe for our God. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they refuse to bow down, when they refuse to worship any other king, when they refuse to worship any idols, and they were thrown into the fiery furnace, and the king saw them and saw the three walking around and said, I put in three, but I see four walking around, and one looks like the Son of Man. One looks like the Son of God. We have to realize that Jesus is in the middle of the fire. Jesus is walking with us. Jesus is there, and we have to bring back the glory. We have to bring back the glory of the Lord. We have to bring back the restoration of the name. Hallelujah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in there, and all the shackles were burned off. They were not burnt up in the fiery furnace. Hallelujah. But when the enemies came in to throw them in, they were burned up by the fire. Hallelujah. And we have to recognize, hallelujah, that there is fire. There is fiery power in the name. Hallelujah. And that name, my God, demons will flee at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The name has to be restored. But not only the use of the name, but we have to restore the reverence that is associated with the name. We have to restore the praise that is associated with the name. We have to restore the worship that is associated with the name of Jesus. There is power in the name. Hallelujah. God's name has been defiled. We have to get back, hallelujah, to the name. Hallelujah. We have to restore. God says, I'm going to do all of this. God says, I'm getting ready to change some things. I'm getting ready to resurrect some things. I'm getting ready to fulfill some promises that I made to your forefathers. I'm getting ready to take you to your own land. I'm getting ready to sprinkle clean water on you. I'm going to cleanse you. I'm going to make you clean from your impurities. I'm going to give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. God says, I'm getting ready to do all of this. I'm going to take away a heart of stone and all of the stuff that has hurt you in the past. God says, I'm going to give you total restoration and give you a heart of flesh. God says, I'm getting ready to do a new thing in your life. I'm getting ready to totally restore you back to your state of holiness, he says, and I'm going to restore you back to being my people, and I'm going to be your God. And he says, I'm going to do this not for you, but for my name's sake. You have to realize that there's some things, very specific things, that you don't deserve it, you didn't earn it, but by God's grace and his mercy, my God, God is getting ready to do some things in your life. God's getting ready to show up and show out in your life. And God is saying, all that I ask is that you be holy, because I am holy. He told the people in the book of Leviticus, he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And again, in 1 Peter, he says, be holy, for I am holy. And holy means that we're totally committed to God, that you're totally committed to God and devoted to God and separated from sin. Totally committed and devoted to God and separated from sin. You know, I don't know about you, but I made up my mind to be holy. You know, it doesn't mean that you dot every I and cross every T. Hallelujah. Doesn't mean that you always get it right. You might miss it, but at least you have a mind to be holy. You got to tell yourself, I have a mind to be holy. I want to be holy, for my God is holy. I want to be holy because God has called me and commanded me to be holy. You know, I'm ashamed of some of my conduct because I've been convicted and not condemned, because there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. But I'm convicted, I'm ashamed, and I'm disgusted by some of the behavior that I have been exhibiting, and I need to turn. Some of you need to turn from your evil ways. You need to turn from engaging in certain behaviors. You need to turn away from hanging out with different people. You need to turn even from certain thoughts that you have that enter your mind. You need to turn from your old way of thinking and turn towards the God, towards the Lord. You need to turn towards the Lord. You need to be totally committed to God. You need to be separated from old behavior, separated from people, separated from places, separated from things that are not conducive to a life of style of holiness. My God, God says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Hallelujah. God wants to restore his glory into your life. He wants to restore his glory into his church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to restore his glory. He wants to restore the second thing that we have to first restore his name, and then we have to restore his manifested presence. We have to restore the presence of the Lord into the household of faith. We have to restore the presence of the Lord into the church. Isaiah, my God, the prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah 6, he said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on the throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, with two they were flying, and they were calling to one another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. And that's what Ezekiel said. He said, I beheld the glory of the Lord. The whole earth was filled with his glory. And God wants the whole earth. Listen, and you are a vessel of glory. And as you restore his presence into your life, you have to restore God's presence, not just into the church. See, when we think about God's presence and how God wants to restore his glory, it's a threefold presence. He wants to restore it to the church, the universal church. That's the church all around the world. He wants to restore it to the local church. My God, the local church body. That's where we go on Sunday mornings to worship the Lord. And then God wants to restore himself and his glory to the individual church. My God, he wants to restore his glory to your temple, to my temple. The Bible says that you know that your temple, your body is not yours. It's the temple of the Holy Ghost. You've been bought with a price. You have been purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. My God, hallelujah. God bought you. He purchased you for himself so that he could manifest his glory through your life. God wants to manifest his glory, my God, everywhere that you go, everywhere that the sole of your feet shall tread. God wants to possess that land for his kingdom. Hallelujah. He wants his glory to be made manifest on your job as you go back to work on this afternoon. God wants his glory to go with you. Hallelujah. As you go into the supermarket, God wants his glory, his presence to go with you. As you go to church, God wants his presence to be made manifest as you go to church on Sunday morning. It says that the church, at some point, the church should be filled with the cloud of his glory. God's glory should fill the house. It should fill the temple. He said that the whole earth was filled with his glory. So he looked up. Isaiah said he looked up and he beheld the Lord seated on the throne. And it says as he was seated on the throne, there was a seraph around him. And they had six wings. They covered their face because they could not behold his glory. It says with two wings, they covered their feet. But my God, because they knew that their feet were unclean. There were places that they probably had. We know that our feet, my God, are just feet of clay. My God, there are places that we go through the week, my God, that we should not even find ourselves in, my God. And it says with two, they flew. My God, they were flying. And God even gives us wings as eagles to fly above our circumstances. You have to hear God on today. You are not stuck in the muck, in the mire. You are not stuck as a victim of your circumstances. You are not stuck in an unholy condition. You are not stuck in your circumstances. Your circumstances do not have to dictate to you any longer the way that you live your life, the standard of life. God is raising the standard in your life. Hallelujah. God says, seek my face, seek my presence, seek my face. Seek my presence. God says, as you seek my face, I will reveal my presence. As you seek my face, I will manifest my presence. God wants to manifest himself to you. He wants to manifest. God wants to show himself mighty in your life. He wants to show his power in your life. God wants to show up and show out in your life. There's some things that God wants to release in your life, but God cannot release them as long as we are not seeking his face. God says, seek my face. He says, if you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and everything else, will be added unto you. My God, God wants to do some addition in your life. God wants to add some things to you. He wants to add some things. God wants to take away the old. He wants to do some. God wants to do some spiritual mathematics in your life. God wants to do some spiritual mathematics in your life. He wants to subtract some things from your life, and God wants to add some things from your life. And then God wants to begin to multiply. He wants to begin to multiply some things in your life. God wants to multiply some things in your life. The manifestation of this spiritual mathematics can only come as a result of the restoration of God's glory. God says, my glory, my presence must be made manifest, my face. I need my people. God is saying, I need my people to begin to again seek my face, my God. Hallelujah. So you might look around and say, well, a lot of people in the kingdom are blessed. A lot of people in the church are blessed. They have big houses. They have cars. They have huge congregations, my God. Hallelujah. They have money. And God says, that's a manifestation of my hand and not my face. Hallelujah. My God, when we see God's face, we will begin to see signs and wonders again. When we see the manifestation of God's face, we will begin to see the sick healed. When we see the manifestation of God's face, we will begin to see the dead raised from the grave. When we see the manifestation of God's face, not only will people go from church to church, but souls from the streets will come flocking into the household of faith. People from the street will burst through the doors and say, What must I do to be saved? See, the kingdom today is not being added unto. We're just reprocessing Christians. They're going from church to church. We're going from house to house and church to church. And God is saying, stop your whoredoms. It's time to stop church hopping. It's time to stop going from one church to another. It's time to stop going from one house to another. It's time to get rooted and grounded. It's time to plant yourself into a vineyard so that you can roll up your sleeves and labor in that vineyard and do the work so that you can go forth, so that you can go out two by two and begin to save souls, begin to bring forth the souls and bring them back into the household of faith so that they can be discipled. God says it's time for my kingdom to advance. The kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. God wants to do something. It's time to restore God's glory to the church. Hallelujah. It's time to restore God's glory to the church. I don't know who I'm talking to on today, but God is saying it's time to restore my glory. It's time to bring back the glory. It's time to seek my face and not my hand. What you're seeing in the church today, what you're seeing in church people today, is the manifestation of my hand. And I need to release the manifestation of my face. Ha. Hallelujah. I need you to see me seated on the throne. I need you to remove your idols. Take man off the throne and put me back on the throne, says God. Hallelujah. I need to take your desires off the throne and put me back on the throne. Take yourself off the throne, says God, and put me back on the throne. I need to be on the throne in your life. If you let me on the throne, I can release my glory. I can release my favor. I can release my healing power. I can release my power. I can release my magnificence. I can release everything that I have stored up for you. If you will put me back on the throne, says God, if you will seek my kingdom and allow me to be king in your life, then there's no good thing that I will withhold from you. As you seek me, as you worship me, as you delight yourself in me, says God, I will give you the desires of your heart. As you continually to seek me on your bed, as you seek me on your bed in the morning, as you seek me on your there at night, as you seek me on your knees, as you pray and call out to me, God says, I will deliver you, and I will restore you, and I will bless you, and I will give you all that I have stored up for you. Hallelujah. If you will restore my presence into the church, if you will restore my presence into your life, if you will restore my presence into your temple, if you will delight yourself in me, if you will eat right, if you will exercise, if you will live right, hallelujah. If you will give right, hallelujah. If you will praise me, hallelujah. If you will magnify my name, if you will live holy, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you will live holy and restore my presence, hallelujah, in your life, hallelujah, seeking my face and not my hand, then there is a supernatural release that I want to pour out on you, says the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Finally, as we bring back the glory, God wants us to bring back and restore his worship. Ha. Hallelujah. God wants us to restore his worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we restore his worship, hallelujah, back into the household of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus told the woman at the well, hallelujah. He says, a time is coming. He said, yes. John 4, he said, yeah, a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. We must restore his worship. We must restore God's worship back to the household of faith. We must restore God's worship back into his church. We are worshiping man and not God. And God says he will not allow anyone. anyone to take his glory. God says he will not share his glory with anyone because he is a jealous God. God wants to be worshipped. He wants us to worship him. We must bow down as Ezekiel saw this vision in Ezekiel 43. As he saw the Lord in Ezekiel 43, he says he fell down on his face. He could not stand in the presence of God. And so often we're lackadaisical in our worship. We go in there and we're popping gum, we're chewing gum, and we're texting our friends, and we're not texting them about the service, and we're looking at our status on Facebook, and we want to know who said something on our profile on Facebook, and we're talking to Boo and Bobo and them, and we're not focused on worshiping God, and some of us are even guilty of coming to church after worship, and we say, well, as long as I get there for the word, as long as I get there for the word, I still can say that I got to church because I need me a word. But you might need a word, but I'm here to tell you that God needs your worship. God needs your worship. The word is for you, church. The word is for you, saint of God. The word is for you, woman of God. The word is for you, man of God. But worship is for God. Worship is for him. We worship God. Worship is the way that we show God our admiration. Worship is the way that we show God our adoration. Worship is the way that we show God our appreciation. Worship is the way that we show God our praise. Worship is the way that we humble ourselves before him under his mighty hand and say, God, let your will be done in my life. Not my will, but let your will be done. God, I'm going through something right now, and it's hard, oh God. It's tough. I'm having a hard time. Lord, if you be willing, take this cup from me. Lord, there's some people getting on my nerves. The devil is coming against me. People are coming against me. People are talking about me. Lord, I don't even know how I'm going to pay these bills. But God, I come to worship you. I come to forget about myself and put my mind on you. Lord, I'm not worried about who's supporting me. I'm not worried about who's here in the sanctuary. God, I came to forget about everything else. And I came to cry out to you, God. I came to worship you with everything in me, Lord. Here I am to worship God. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you are my God. Lord, I put my idols aside. I put aside, oh God, the carcasses of kings, oh God. Lord, I put aside anything that will take my mind off of you. And I've come to this service today. I've come to the sanctuary today to worship you, God. Lord, I didn't come to put on an act. I didn't come to show off my outfit. I didn't come to let people see how eloquent I am or how great I can speak or preach. But God, I came to worship. I came to worship you, Lord. Show me your glory. Restore your glory. Show me your glory. God, show me your glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we need your glory. Restore your glory to your house. Restore your glory to the church, God. We're looking towards heaven, from which cometh our help, knowing that our help truly does come from you, oh God. Lord, we came to worship you. We came to bow down, not to our idols, not to our flesh, not to ourselves, we're not seeking your hand, God. We're seeking your face. We came to worship. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for your presence in this sanctuary on today. Thank you for your presence, God. We love you, Lord. Lord, we're looking for your glory. Show us your glory. Lord, even now, God, there are some under the sound of my voice who are sick. Lord, I release your healing balm, even as your glory is in this place. And I declare total restoration over the lives of those who are ill on today. Lord, I pray the prayer of faith that you will heal today. Release your power, God. Restore, 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 oh God. Lord, we're seeking your face and not your hat. We thank you for total healing. We thank you for total deliverance on today, God. Lord, break mend the broken heart on today. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we love you today. We bless your name, God. And even as tears stream down our faces, God, we worship you. We restore your name, God. We praise your name. We restore your presence, God. We seek your face. And we restore your worship, Lord. Worship you not in our flesh. Worshiping you not in our flesh, but in our spirit realm. We worship you in the spirit realm today, God. We restore your worship and thank you for your glory. Thank you for your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for your glory. Hallelujah. God is here. God is here. And that's what he says when you do these things. When you restore my name, when you restore my presence, and when you restore my worship, I will restore my glory. I'll bring my glory back to the universal church. I will bring my glory back to the local church. And I will bring my glory back to the individual church, the temple, your body. And you will walk in wholeness. You will walk in joy. You will walk in perfection, maturity in Christ. You will walk in power. You will walk in divine manifestation of all that I have in store for you. There will be nothing broken, nothing sick, nothing missing, nothing lacking. Hallelujah. 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 And all that you can do is go forth and praise. Hallelujah. Then you will praise my name and cause others to praise my holy name, says the Lord. Hallelujah. So it's time, church. God has sent me to cry loud and spare not. It is time to bring back his glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We restore your glory. Bring back your glory to New Creation Christian Ministries. Bring back your glory to each and every church of Simple Tear. Bring back your glory to our temple, God. Let us respect our bodies. Let us respect your temple, God, knowing that our bodies are the temple of the Most High God. Let us respect our temple. Abide in us as we abide in you. We love you on today, and we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody worship his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody glorify his name today. Hallelujah. God is worthy. Hallelujah. God is worthy. Hallelujah. There's fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here we are to worship you. We praise your holy name, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
My God. My God. Hallelujah. Pastor Emmy, I'll turn it back over to you. Hallelujah.
Amen. What a powerful word from God Almighty in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bring back your glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
Jesus.
And that's what he wants to do, Pastor Rebecca. You said it so powerfully. He wants to fill his temples once again.
Mm.
And just your first point, that the name has so much power. And as we use the name, utilize the name, believe in the name, we'll see manifestation and demonstration as we operate the power, the authority in the name of Jesus. That gives us, your first point was the ability to turn. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Honey, you was ministering. A lot of people may not know our testimony. We actually met in a bar, met in a club. And it was a time as a new believer, I would go to the club on a Saturday night and go to worship on a Sunday. And thank God those days are behind me. And that's what God is saying to somebody. He has the ability to stop you from smoking cigarettes. He has the ability to remove the pornography if you're viewing pornography and then going to a house of worship. He has the ability to remove that anger and anything that's hindering you. So as you said, when we use the name in turn, it's just so awesome because it ushers in the presence of God. And without his presence, ain't nothing happening. We can have church, we can shout, the organ, there can be a lot of music, a lot of preaching, but without his presence, the anointing, the yoke, will not be destroyed and broken. The presence of the Lord is liberty. So we need to restore his presence back to our churches. Hallelujah. I'm going to share a brief testimony. I shared when we show up, our God showed up. And I went to pray for a relative in the hospital. The vital signs didn't look good. She had 3 strokes. She was twisted up in the mouth. Her body was twisted up. I could not keep her eyes open. And I got a call yesterday from my brother who said our aunt is responding. The vital signs are responding positively. Her eyes are opening. She's responding, amen, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
around. I prayed for a miracle along with some other family members. And I told them once we finished praying, Pastor, I said, I feel God. I feel God. I felt God in that hospital room. And that's what we need to get back to. He's just not in the church, but the presence of the Lord should be in your home. He should be on your job if you're there. He should be wherever you are listening to us right now. The presence of the Lord should be there. And then you just close it out with a powerful worship. It is so, I ain't going to say it's so hard, but it's challenging in our day. You said with the use of technology, the clicks and the crews we run with, the fact that we worship our jobs, some of us worship our money and position in life, even the gifts in the body of Christ. We follow people, and some of us have even worshiped them, made idols out of everything but God. So he wants us to restore that worship back to him. Every now and again, I tell our church and I tell you and even myself sometimes, God put me to tears when I think of the goodness of God. And that's the spirit of worship, that we're worthy, yeah. that he's worthy, that we are grateful for what he's already done. Amen. So we're going to ask for you to send the offering. But before that, if anyone needs a prayer concern, if there's a prayer that you need to get through today, we're going to close out these last 5 minutes. You can call us very quickly in the chat room, chat us very quickly. But, Pastor, if you have any last remarks, we're going to get a benediction, ask for an offering. But we got about 5 minutes left.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. And because of who you are, we give you glory. We thank you for your word on today, God. We thank you for your presence even here, Father God, in the virtual sanctuary, oh God. Lord, we have made this place your sanctuary, oh God, and your presence, oh God, is most needed and most coveted here, oh God. We need you. We need your presence, God, even on a noonday, even on a Wednesday, Father God, afternoon, whenever it is that people partake of this worship experience. So, God, we need you, God, and we just thank you for your presence. We thank you for restoring your glory. We thank you, Lord, for showing your face, oh, God. We thank you for being in our midst. So, Lord, touch each and every person, oh, God, and even those, Father God, who are struggling on today, God. We just thank you, Father God, for touching, oh, God, and blessing them, Father God, with your presence, not seeking your hand today. We're not coming to ask for anything, oh, God. We just need you, oh, God. We need another touch from you, oh, God. We need your glory, oh, God. Hallelujah. We just came to worship you, God. We came to acknowledge you, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For Father God causing us to put down our idols, oh God. For causing us, Father God, to, Father God, move towards kingdom, oh God. Lord, we love you today. We just love you. We just came to say we love you. So bless each and every person. Fill each and every person here, Father God, with the fullness of your glory. Just fill us. We just ask that you could fill us on today, God. Even the preachers, even the pastors, fill us, oh God, every minister of your gospel, fill us with your glory, Lord, so that we can change lives, save souls, set the captives free, so that we can open the eyes of the blind, Lord, so that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed, oh God, hallelujah, so that we can bind up Satan and cast out demons, oh God, so that we can manifest miracles on this earth, oh God, hallelujah, so that we can be vessels of your glory. Fill us with your glory. Empty us out of ourselves and fill us, oh God, with your glory. So I pray for each and every person, oh God, that they will receive a fresh infilling, fresh winds blowing from the east. A fresh wind blowing from the east, from which your glory comes. So, Lord, I thank you for a fresh infilling right now for everybody under the sound of my voice, that you would just fill us with your glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hallelujah. Pastor, I prayed that prayer because when God's glory shows up, then every demon has to flee. When God's glory shows up, healing has to manifest. Sickness has to go. When God's glory shows up, lack and poverty has to go. The eyes of the blind are open, and the mute can speak, and the deaf can hear when God's glory shows up. So I pray today for all of us to be filled with his glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And when God's glory shows up, joy is full. We got a praise on our lips because we are filled with his glory. Hallelujah. 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 My God. I'm about to run. I'm about to run. I'm so full right now. I'm about to run around the block. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I wish somebody full would catch on fire. And I believe those who have listened to you today, I believe you sparked something through the power of the Holy Spirit in the lives of your people. Amen. It said the word come to edify, exhort, and comfort us. So I'm sure somebody's soul was set on fire today. Listen, and join us at our midweek service tonight. We'll be at our location, 87 First Street, for our midweek hour of power service. We actually go to our church site tonight. So if you're anywhere in the area, come out. You won't be disappointed. There's always the word from the Lord, great fellowship, great ministry, opportunity to fellowship with the saints of the living God. Forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together. But we thank God for this midday online virtual service. And again, we'll be in Elizabeth, New Jersey, 87 First Street. Tonight at 7:30 p.m. we'll start. Roughly about an hour. We do end on a timely basis. So come on now, press your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And Pastor Anthony, just for those who are listening and want to sow a seed, there's nothing, no cost to come into God's sanctuary. Hallelujah. And we just thank each and every person. I want to say a good God bless you to those in the chat room, to God's remnant in the chat room, and also to those on the phone lines, including my mother. Amen. Mother May Thomas, good to see you in the house of God today. Amen. Amen. But for all of you who press your way to come here today, God bless you. We invite you to sow a seed into the ministry, and you can do that by going to our website at nccmonline.org, or even sending a literal check to 87 First Street, New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, and we will be blessed by any way that the Lord will put it upon your heart to bless us. Amen. Or you can, go to our website, and there's a link there to PayPal where you can actually sow using a credit or debit card. But we say God bless you. We love you. Tell somebody about this midweek service, and we'll be here again next Wednesday. Like Pastor Anthony said, you can join us tonight. We'll be at the church at 7:30 p.m., 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Come on Sunday. If you experience something here today, it's nothing like quite like being in the place, amen. But we thank God for his glory showing up here, and we look forward to his glory showing up every time we come into his sanctuary, whether it's here or on the site in Elizabeth, New Jersey, at the church in Elizabeth. God bless you. Pastor Emily, that's it for me. I don't know if you had anything else.
No, just the peace of God, the joy of the Lord being everybody's strength, and the love of God, that agape, unconditional love. May it transfer from us to our families, amen. The world does need more love, and I just thank God that he commands us to walk in the spirit of love. So go in peace and serve our God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Go in peace and serve the Lord. And as we go off, we're just going to leave the sanctuary. Amen. Let's chase after God. Amen. Hallelujah.